Are you with Abe Fortas now?
Yeah, we're here. He's talking to the president.
Are you up with the president?
Well, that's what we're getting up with right now. Abe's in one phone with him while I'm talking to you.
The specific instructions, George, to our forces down there have been that it's essential we maintain an attitude of impartiality between the Hunta and rebel forces. I think you ought to say that.
The essential maintain attitude of impartiality
between Hunta and rebel forces. That's an exact extract from State Department cable of May 1st.
Between the Hunta and the rebel forces.
Yes.
It is essential to maintain.
Essential that we maintain.
Essential that we maintain. An attitude.
An attitude of impartiality.
Yes.
Between the Hunta and rebel forces.
Between the Hunta and rebel forces, right.
And I think you ought to just say that. Now, I don't think the president should be in a position of trying to deny each act that they accuse us of. That's the policy.
Well, I don't think he should deny it either. But, and on my own concern here is this, Bob. I think that those morning stories were absolutely deadly. And that, it would be impossible for us to convince anybody that they, at this point, that they aren't true. I think what we might convince them of, however, is that there have been some scattered incidents which happened contrary to orders or outside of orders or happened in the confusion or what have you. And I think that my own judgment is that if we could get a White House statement saying that the president has asked for an inquiry into this, that it might serve a purpose. It might at least separate him from any violations of neutrality. That is, separate him in the public mind.
Well, I don't know. Here's what I have. I'm sending this cable to Cy right now. I'll read it to you. Policy guidance, both oral and written, with respect to the operations of U.S. forces in the Dominican Republic, has consistently repeated the instructions contained in States Cable 719 of May 1. Quote,
mm-hmm.
It's essential to our position that we maintain an attitude of impartiality between Hunta and rebel forces, unquote. Please repeat these instructions again to our operational commanders.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the State Department cable to whom?
To the American ambassador.
To the American ambassador.
Yeah. So the head of the country team.
Right, head of the country team.
Now, we don't want, you shouldn't refer to a state cable.
Oh, I understand that.
But,
I understand that.
And then I sent an instruction to Cy asking him to either issue a public statement or background the press down there on the specific instances referred to in the two articles. I sent him by cable the text of the articles.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that is the proper way of handling it. I don't know that is from the standpoint of the incidents. I think it'd be a drastic mistake to deny any of the incidents up here in Washington. They should be denied down there because a denial down there carries credibility.
Yeah.
A denial up here doesn't.
Yeah.
The only caveat I have is this feeling that something should be done to make clear the president's attitude and to make clear that he is very vigorously working to prevent any infringements of neutrality, because that, I think, the public will believe. I don't think the public will believe that there have been no infringements at this point, because regardless of the truth of these stories this morning, they could be falser than a peroxide rinse.